The World This Week. Business.
Country Garden, a big Chinese property developer, managed to make two interest payments to bondholders just before the end of a 30-day grace period, thus avoiding a technical default. The company had only recently warned that it might default on its debt after reporting a huge quarterly loss. With around $187 billion in total liabilities, its struggles have rattled investors. However, Chinese markets rallied, albeit briefly, in response to the latest news and to announcements from Beijing, Shanghai and other cities about easing mortgage requirements for home buyers. Saudi Arabia and Russia surprised markets by extending their voluntary cuts in oil production until the end of 2023, rather than October, as had been expected. Prices jumped in response. A barrel of Brent crude traded at $90 for the first time since November last year. Some analysts think that Russia will try to maintain higher oil prices and thus higher fuel prices to put pressure on the Biden administration ahead of next year's presidential election in America. The notion that Britain's GDP is still below its pre-pandemic level was overturned by a revision to official statistics. It turns out that GDP had grown by 0.6% between the end of 2019 and the end of 2021, rather than shrinking by 1.2%. As more complete data emerged, the Office for National Statistics found that companies had been adding to their stock of goods rather than depleting them, and that the wholesale trade and healthcare sectors expanded at a much faster pace than had been thought. Brazil's economy grew by 3.4% in the second quarter, year-on-year, a better showing than had been forecast and powered by higher household and government consumption. The news was welcomed by Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, the country's left-wing president, who again called on the central bank to lower interest rates in order to encourage growth. Arm hopes to price its forthcoming IPO on the Nasdaq exchange at between $47 and $51 a share, according to a new filing. That would give the chip designer a market value of up to $52 billion, considerably less than the $64 billion implied in a transaction by SoftBank, its owner, a month ago. Some analysts now wonder if Arm will even reach a valuation of $52 billion, given its latest drop in quarterly revenue. Alan Joyce stepped down with immediate effect as chief executive of Qantas Airways. He was supposed to retire in November, but growing public anger over a series of scandals, including claims that the Australian airline sold thousands of tickets for cancelled flights, has forced him into an early departure.